Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 31 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hawk markets today are called mostly steady, with a few weaker tones seen mainly in the eastern Corn Belt. Terminals are called mostly steady to weak today, with tops from $32 to $36. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $32. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, March 7th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,590. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $43.25 to $52.70. The weighted average was $50.68, a loss of 9 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.09 to $42.50. The weighted average was $40.26. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,193. The base price range was $42.50 to $55.60. The weighted average was $52.52, a loss of 41 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.25 to $42.60. The weighted average was $39.98. Audio from the 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is now available on our website at willag.org. Click on the link in the right navigation pane. The meeting was made possible by Cargill, the Archer Daniels Midland Company, and the Andersons. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, first off, the big weather story continues to be that the eastern portion of the Corn Belt digging out from snowfall that measured up to 2 feet in some areas. And meanwhile, cold, dry weather prevails across the western portion of the Corn Belt. On the plains, dry weather prevails. However, a return to above-normal temperatures on the northern and central high plains will contrast with the cooler-than-normal conditions elsewhere. Winter wheat remains stressed by the dryness in the central and southern high plains. Portions of the crop rated very poor across a good stretch of Kansas, Oklahoma, and especially Texas. Dryness also a concern over portions of the northern high plains. As far as that big snow that fell across areas to our east, will cause some flooding and continue to make more trouble for people who want to start getting into the fields a little bit early. The flood potential will remain high during the next couple weeks from Illinois into Ohio. Some improvement will occur through the middle of this week as the a succession of storms starts to break up a little bit, but they'll return to the picture beginning late this week, and that will cause rivers and streams to rise once again. A significant period of warmer, drier weather is needed in the lower Midwest to return stream flows to normal levels and allow the region to receive moderate amounts of rain without quickly flooding. A large storm system is expected to impact the Midwest on starting late this coming weekend, March 16th through the 19th. Greatest precipitation is expected from the Ohio River Basin to areas to the east where you can pick up 1 to 2 inches of rain. As far as the Delta in the southeast, yeah, they picked up a little bit of snow too. Snow fell in much of the northern Delta early in the weekend, 3 to 10 inches reported. Rain fell across much of the southeast and the Delta over the weekend, with rainfall amounts greatest from southeastern Georgia into eastern North Carolina. Amounts were generally between a half inch and some locations up to more than 2.5 inches of rain. Other locations in Georgia picked up a quarter to a half inch of rain. The area from northern Louisiana into southern Arkansas and northern Alabama received just trace amounts up to about a half inch of rain. And you know, looking at the drought monitor, the area of extreme drought in the southeastern U.S. Has been reduced drastically in the last month or so with the precipitation that has fallen across the area, but it still remains across northern portions of Alabama, Georgia, and into the western tip of North Carolina. As far as Brazil, crop conditions will stay favorably moist for most of the nation, with some moisture surplus expected from Paraná into southern Minas Gerais and northwest into Mato Grosso during the mid to late week. Progress will advance around the over the next 2 weeks with scattered showers and thunderstorms. The greatest field work delays will occur this week because of heavier precipitation than was expected. In Argentina, rain fell more significantly than expected over the weekend. Moisture will be welcome when it does fall from a few areas are experiencing noticeable dryness in the topsoil at this time, and a few late double-cropped soybeans would likely benefit from the additional moisture. Until then, any crop moisture stress that develops should be quite limited, especially after the significant rain that fell in Buenos Aires last weekend and in Cordoba over the weekend. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baesdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Confirmed panelists this evening include Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Service out of Webster City, Iowa, and Chuck Shelby from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. That's this evening, the meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Bring your agricultural questions, and we hope to see you there. In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 11.61.5, down 7.5. Last trade down 24. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.79.5, down 13. Last trade down 13. May 10.98, down 7. Last trade down 21.25. July 10.58.5, down 10. Last trade down 23. May corn opened at 5.30, down 3.5. Last trade down 10.75. July 5.52.75, down 6.25. Last trade down 13.5. December 5.51.25, down 8. Last trade down 13.25. March beans opened at 13.41, unchanged. Last trade down 1. May 13.70, down 38.75. Last trade down 50. July 13.80, down 41. Last trade down 50. November 12.79.5, down 32. Last trade down 42.5. May soybean meal opened at 347.40, down 290. Last trade down 7.10. May soybean oil opened at 61.33, down $2. Last trade down $2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the market really got beat up overnight, and something you hardly ever see in the overnight charts is gaps, and we had some gaps in both beans and corn last night.
Yeah, we're going to continue to see some of that, I think, as the you've got a market that really wasn't totally fundamentally based when it made the rally that it made. Now, all of a sudden, you're sitting here with speculative and index funds that are seeing significant margin requirements coming back into them with this hard sell-off. And it may just encourage more of those guys to walk away from their positions, knowing they've got some pretty good money met, that they can just walk out and take their money and run. And I think that's partially what we're seeing, because I'm hearing this morning of a couple of big ones with absolutely huge margin calls out here, that with some of the other issues they've got, as they've got money invested here, there, and everywhere out here, some of their other investments not doing so well, we may see more of them step up and try and liquidate. And I think that's a big part of this marketplace. China, of course, is part of it. China is supposedly dipping into some of their reserves that they've got on bean oil, and they're pulling back on some sales that they had over in the Asian market where they were going to sell some beans and oil and products to some other places. But the reality is, I think it's much about money flow here right now.
And if you look at the charts, it's really been since last August of 2007, since we've had that run-up. That's a long time for bears to be sitting around with their hands in their pockets.
Absolutely. And you're going to have a strong key reversal down on your weekly and monthly charts from last week. You're going to end up with what I think is going to end up being a downer week type this week, which may just encourage technical turnover on some of these funds to just step out and move away from it. Along with that, you've got more and more talk about recession building out here, which just works against all the index funds that are supposedly hedging against inflation.
All right, then let's get the call on the grain side, please.
Well, you're probably going to be down the limit on the front-end beans. In the Novembers, we actually lost a dime in the last hour of trade, so you're probably going to be in that 35 to 40 lower area, and then if we stay limit on the front months, move towards limit down as the day goes on. In the corn, I think that you're probably going to be down somewhere around 12 to 15 to start with. We'll see whether we can build that back up as the day goes on, but right now I think that they're going to play a follower role. And as the beans, if they lock limit down and stay limit down for a while, you're going to see some selling start to build over in the corn market.
And quickly, calls for CME Livestock.
I tell you, we just can't seem to find a friend over there. It feels like we want to try and turn the hogs back around. The cattle market's been beat up here lately. I guess if I was going to do anything, I'd probably be a mild buyer of deferred hogs right now. I think you're going to end up seeing this hog market try to work its way back up a little bit, but we've got this liquidation phase to go through, and it just keeps holding us back.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.